Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Empyrean, Book 1, The Fourth Wing, Part 1 of 2, by Rebecca Yarros. Narrated by Kaya Freites, with a full cast.
Conscription Day is always the deadliest. Maybe that's why the sunrise is especially beautiful this morning. Because I know it might be my last. I tighten the straps of my heavy canvas rucksack and trudge up the wide staircase of the stone fortress I call home. My chest heaves with exertion, my lungs burning by the time I reach the stone corridor leading to General Sorengale's office. This is what 6 months of intense physical training has given me. The ability to barely climb 6 flights of stairs with a 30-pound pack. I'm so fucked. The thousands of 20-year-olds waiting outside of the gate to enter their chosen quadrant for service are the smartest and strongest in Navarre. Hundreds of them have been preparing for the Rider's Quadrant, the chance to become one of the elite, since birth. I've had exactly 6 months. The expressionless guards lining the wide hallway at the top of the landing avoid my eyes as I pass. But that's nothing new. Besides, being ignored is the best possible scenario for me. Basgaiath War College isn't known for being kind to, well, anyone. Even those of us whose mothers are in command. Every Navarian officer, whether they choose to be schooled as healers, scribes, infantry, or riders, is molded within these cruel walls over 3 years. Honed into weapons to secure our mountainous borders from the violent invasion attempts of the Kingdom of Poromiel and their Griffin Riders. The weak don't survive here, especially not in the Riders Quadrant. The dragons make sure of that.
You're sending her to die!
The familiar voice thundered through the general's thick, wooden door. There's only one woman on the continent foolish enough to raise her voice to the general, but she's supposed to be on the border with the Eastern Wing. Mira.
No one is going to die.
I reach for the door handle.
She doesn't stand a chance!
As I forced the heavy door open, the weight of my pack shifts forward, nearly taking me down. Shit.
Oh, hell.
I grabbed onto the back of the crimson upholstered couch to catch my balance.
Damn it, Mom, she can't even handle her rucksack.
Mira rushed to my side. I'm fine. My cheeks heat with mortification, and I force myself upright. She's been back for 5 minutes and is already trying to save me. Because you need saving, you fool. I don't want this. I don't want any part of this Rider's Quadrant shit. It's not like I have a death wish. I would have been better off failing the admission test to Basgaiath and going straight to the army with the majority of conscripts. But I can handle my rucksack. And I will handle myself.
Oh, Violet.
Worried brown eyes look down at me as strong hands brace my shoulders. Hi, Mira. A smile tugs at the corners of my mouth. She might be here to say her goodbyes, but I'm just glad to see my sister for the first time in years. Her eyes soften, and her fingers flex on my shoulders, like she might pull me into a hug. But she steps back and turns to stand at my side, facing our mother.
You can't do this.
It's already done.
Mom shrugs, the lines of her fitted black uniform rising and falling with the motion. So much for the hope of a reprieve. Not that I ever should have expected or even hoped for an ounce of mercy from a woman who's been made famous for her lack of it.
Then undo it. She spent her whole life training to become a scribe. She wasn't raised to be a rider.
Well, she certainly isn't you, is she, Lieutenant Sorengale?
Mom braces her hands on the immaculate surface of her desk and leans in slightly as she stands, looking us over with narrowed, appraising eyes that mirror the dragons carved into the furniture's massive legs. I don't need the prohibited power of mind reading to know exactly what she sees. At 26 years old, Mira's a younger version of our mother. She's tall,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?